in front of the yellow microphone right in front of me. I've got somebody who I can't wait to meet. He's been here for a while to get the lay of the land, to see how everything works and looks. And he is also a writer. He created a story called Barry and the Big Climbing Tree. And it's in a podcast called Story Pirates. And Story Pirates is a pretty special podcast. It's has many fans all over the country. But one of the things that makes it special is the fact that Evan is part of it. Hi, Evan.
Hi.
Can you hear yourself okay? Come a little closer to your microphone. Tell me, how old are you?
7.
And what grade are you going into?
2nd.
And what school do you go to?
Sunnyside.
Is there anybody you would like to say hello to or give a special shout out to? Who might be listening to you, do you think? Your mom's here, right? Is that who this is?
Yes.
And who might be listening? Who else is in your family?
My brother.
What's his name?
Alex.
How old is he?
9.
Do you guys play together?
Yes, but we sometimes fight.
Yeah, it's the same with my brothers, too. What do you play when you play together?
We just fight. and sometimes play games.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Do you have any other brothers and sisters?
No.
Tell me a little bit about what you've been doing this summer. Have you had a chance to make anything or to go anywhere special? Since school left out? Or let out, I should say?
On vacation in my friend's house.
Oh, tell me about that. Where did you go? Or was it a different city?
I forgot.
Your mom can join us too. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, we went on vacation to Rehoboth Beach.
Oh, I love Rehoboth Beach. Mm-hmm. It's a nice place. And you got to stay there. Did you ride bikes or did you play in the water? What did you do?
We played in the water and built forts out of sand.
Nice. Very good. I noticed your mom has a great shirt on, which I think... Is that a library
yes,
shirt?
Yes, it is.
I love it. Her shirt is the old school date due from a library, like the date due stamp. Might not be so old school, maybe. I don't think that's done in too many libraries.
Not anymore. No, everything's online now.
Are you a librarian?
I'm not. I just love libraries.
I do too. And do you like libraries?
Yes.
I thought you might. Tell me about this story that you wrote. It's called A Berry and the Big Climbing Tree. And how did that all come together? Who's Barry? What does he do?
Barry is the main character in my story. He's a koala.
Oh. And what's a koala look like?
It has big ears that are pink on the inside though. And very small black eyes.
Is it a picture book? Did you draw pictures to go with your words?
No.
But it sounds like you can picture it in your head pretty well. So what does Barry do in the story?
He tries to climb a tree to show his friends that he can climb the world's highest tree.
Wow. And... Is he able to succeed?
Yes.
That's exciting. Do you climb trees?
I try to.
Yeah, I think it would be hard. I've never been able to climb a tree. It's fun to climb, though. What made you interested in writing?
My brother and I used to make stories about these characters, Bob and Kiki. Bob's a cheetah and Kiki's a ocelot.
And did you write a lot of stories about the two?
We only wrote two stories, then we stopped.
That sounds like fun. What did they do in your stories?
They went on adventures and made new friends.
That's nice. Are you still writing stories these days? Do you find time to write now that it's summer?
Yes.
What do you like to write about, Evan?
I like to write about animals.
Like, that explains the ocelot and the koala. What was the other animal with the ocelot?
Cheetah,
that's right. I love cheetahs. What other animals have you written about?
Pandas, elephants, and that's about it.
It sounds like you are a good writer. When you write, how do you do it? Do you use a computer or a pencil? Where do you write?
I just use pencils.
Well, it seems like you're a very good writer. Do the stories come to you very quickly, or do you have to sometimes think very hard in terms of what you want your characters to do?
I have to think.
And is it ever frustrating or difficult?
Sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's easy.
That sounds like a very common thing that you'd have to do. What do you think you'd like to be when you get older?
A YouTuber.
A YouTuber. And what would you do on YouTube to get people to come and watch you?
Prank people, build stuff, play Minecraft maps.
Anything to get their attention. Are you good at pranking people?
Yes.
Have you ever done anything to prank, say, your mom?
No, I pranked my brother.
What did you do to prank your brother?
I took his pillow and put it in this closet of his animals, and we filled it with these blocks. So when he laid down, it was very uncomfortable.
So wait, what did you take?
His pillowcase and put them in, and put building blocks in.
You put building blocks in his pillowcase, like Legos. Mom, did you know about this?
No, I did not.
No, so that would be good. So you would film that, right? You would film your brother lying down on the pillowcase full of Legos, and then he'd go, ow, and then you'd put that up on YouTube. Everybody would watch it, and you're a millionaire.
Yes.
I like it. You know what? You could do that, and then once you have everybody watching, they could listen to your story too. That might be fun. So your story made it to Story Pirates, which is really pretty special. Did you write it? Was there a friend involved with you that helped you write the story? I seem to remember there was a Josh involved. Somebody named Josh. Am I right about that?
No, it was just him and I. So he dictated to me what he wanted to write, and I typed it on the computer.
Got it.
Then we sent it in.
Got it. Okay. I knew there was a bit of collaboration. Should we listen to it? Let's listen to what it sounds like. Here it is.
A koala's got to do what a koala's got to do. And this koala's got to climb. So I want to climb that tree.
He's going to climb.
Mom, I told my friends I could climb this tree, but I can't.
Barry, dear, all you have to do is practice.
But I...
Now get to practicing.
Day one.
I climb a little, but I keep falling down.
Day two.
I'm climbing higher, I'm the top of the town.
Day three.
So I wanna climb that tree.
Oh, Barry, keep on going.
Give it one more try.
Oh,
I'm gonna climb that
tree. Climb that tree, Barry.
Mom?
Surprise again! I just love a good race.
Okay, racers, get ready and remember, no cheating or else you will be disqualified. Ha-ha! Now, racers, to your mark.
Oh, Barry, you can do this, Barry. No time for fear. What you have to do is clear. Oh, Barry, just believe, Barry, that you won't be stopped. You'll win the race and reach the top. So I'm gonna climb. Oh, I'm gonna climb. Oh, I'm gonna climb. Oh, that's
true. That's true. That's
eat some food.
Eat some food, berries, eat all the eat some food, berries, eat all the eat some food. Barry climbed the tree and now he's eating food.
Wow, that was fun. I've got to ask you right away, Evan, who goes to Pittsburgh Sunnyside, what's it like to hear your story done like that?
Very good.
Yeah, I'll say. I mean, your story already had life, and it was brought to life in a different way. Story Pirates has an album that appears on, and boy, was that fun to listen to. Do you know the name of the album that's on? If you don't, I know the name of it, but do you know what the name of it is? Or your
yes.
mom? What is it?
Backstroke Raptor.
Backstroke Raptor. And that's available from Story Pirates. And I had said, Josh, I was thinking of Jonah. And Jonah wrote a story as well from the Pittsburgh area. But this is all yours. You wrote the story all on your own. What subjects do you like in school?
Math.
And what were you doing in math before you ended the year? What kinds of math were you working on? Do you remember?
Second grade math.
Mm-hmm. And what were you doing in second grade? Were you doing fractions or percentages or what were you learning?
We were just learning things. The only person who knows fractions is me in my classroom.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you're good at fractions?
Yes.
Excellent. How did you learn that?
It's an app named Digmentum.
So you learned it from an app. So maybe you could teach third grade math if you're going to learn more of that. Or did they cover fractions in second grade?
They covered fractions.
But you knew in advance what was going on. I have a question. Can I ask you another question?
Yes.
If you had three wishes, what do you think you would wish for? And you can think if you need to. Thinking is encouraged.
To be a panda.
How come?
Because pandas are one of my favorite animals.
It'd be fun to be a panda. What do you think you would do?
Eat bamboo, climb up trees and hang out there.
That sounds like fun. Do you have any other wishes?
Yes.
What would they be?
My second wish would be to have $1 million.
What would you do with all that money?
Buy a bunch of stuffed animals.
And then what would your last wish be?
To have all the video games in the world.
I like it. Those are great wishes. Thank you. I'm going to turn to your mom for a minute and then come back to you in a second, Evan. You've raised a really fine son, and I'm sure his brother, though frequently fighting while playing and occasionally the victim of pranks, is also a fine young man, too. What's his name?
Yes, his name is Alex.
And if somebody were listening who is about to have kids, there's no universal advice. Or maybe there is. Would you have any tips for somebody that may be about to have their first child or has a very young child as to what you found helpful?
I think I actually got some really good advice shortly after Evan was born. And so I was trying to balance, you know, making sure that Alex had attention, but then making sure that Evan had attention. And I was feeling really guilty about not being able to give either one of them the attention that I felt like they needed. And someone told me at a playground, a mom of, I think she had five kids, and she said, but you know, you have given your child the greatest gift that any parent can give, and that's the gift of a sibling. And I try to remember that when the fighting and the pranking is happening. It helps a little.
That's part of life. And having two older brothers, I guarantee you that's part of it. And, you know, the little brother gets to have a lot of fun, doesn't the little brother, Evan? I think so. I played tricks on my big brothers all the time, although sometimes they were bigger than me, so they stopped me too. Evan, is there anything else you would like to say? We just have a couple seconds together.
Yes. Me and my family got a new dog. His name's... We had two dogs. One name's Baxter and the other one's named Baxter.
Wait, you have a Baxter and a Baxter?
Well, we had a dog named Baxter who unfortunately passed away last year. He was 13 years old, so he's been around for all of Evan's life, and we were all very sad, and we were at the point where we were ready to start looking for another dog, and we happened to find a dog at a local shelter who needed to be adopted, and his name is also Baxter.
Oh, my goodness. So, it was meant to be.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we just brought him home yesterday.
Well, congratulations. What does he look like, Evan?
He is brown with white and a little bit of black in his ears.
And is he getting to know you? Or are you getting to know him? I hope.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much for being here. I'm really proud of you representing Pittsburgh all over the world with your story. And I bet you can't wait to see your dog, too, when you get home. And thanks also to your mom for being here. It was great to have you here. Look for the story. It's called Barry and the Big Climbing Tree. It's on the podcast called Story Pirate. And you can also find it. I have to be sure I get it right. It's Backstroke.
Backstroke Raptor.
Backstroke Raptor.
It's
look
a
for
good
it.
Song.
Look for it on that album, too. Thank you to both of you. Take care.
Thank you.